AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he was cocked and loaded, ready to respond to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone. He asked his generals how many people would be killed.
They said, came back, said, sir, approximately 150.
About 10 minutes before it was supposed to happen, the president called off the response. He spoke to NBC News. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision-making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Missouri Department of Health has decided not to renew the abortion license for the Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis. A court injunction will keep the clinic open for now. It is the only clinic in Missouri that performs abortions. Health Director Dr. Randall Williams pointed out three failed abortions.
It is unprecedented that the three doctors that have been involved in the care of the cases I just cited to you have refused to cooperate.
Mavie Mead with Planned Parenthood says a judge's order keeps the clinics open.
There's still a lot of motions or information to be filed with the court in response to the state's action today, and the judge needs time to look at those.
And according to Planned Parenthood, no state has been without a functioning abortion clinic since 1974, the year after the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's sending another 1,000 National Guard troops to the Mexico border and blasting Congress as a group of retrobates over the growing humanitarian crisis at the border. This is AP Radio News. It is the first day of summer, and it is also International Yoga Day. In New York City, Times Square became one great big yoga mat.
If you can keep your sanity doing yoga in Times Square, you can do it anytime.
Organizers call the event in New York Mind Over Madness. Jennifer Olsen from Sweden is there.
The rain brought a different level. It was really fun. I've come here for a few years also, and I think if you can find like inner peace in this craziness, you're on your way.
For David Rosen in New York, yoga in Times Square is better than going to a gym.
Oh, it's amazing to be with all of these people who are being non-judgmental of each other, and they're not competing, and they're just finding mobility and space and health and wellness.
And it is not just in New York City. Yoga-themed events are going on today around the world to mark the summer solstice. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.